Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is communicating with our relatives. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the possessor of honor and majesty, who has encouraged us to communicate and establish bonds with our relatives. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is His sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. It is He who has made communication and connection with our relatives a sign of faith itself. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyasil rahimah." He said, whomsoever believes in Allah in the last day, then let him establish the bonds with his relatives. O Allah, please send your peace and blessings upon our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and upon all of his family, his companions, and those who follow them in the best of ways till the last day. I advise myself and advise you with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And fear Allah, through whom you ask one another, and the wombs by which you are connected. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O you who believe. A man once came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, which of the deeds are most beloved to Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded by saying, faith in Allah, al-iman billah. Then the man then asked, O Messenger of Allah, what after that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, after that it is joining the ties with your relatives. Brothers and sisters, this idea of joining ties, this sila, this connection. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the word sila. And the word sila means all forms of connection and communication and joining that can occur. This includes whatever means we have at our disposal, including modern means of technology. For we should communicate at all times with our relatives, with the purpose of bringing peace and contentment to their heart. We should seek that there isn't a period of time or a long period of time whereby they feel disconnected from us. For the purpose of connection is to join hearts together. It's an expression of mutual sympathy. It is the ability to give comfort where there is distress, to give relief where there is pain. Such communication and connection includes the ability to simply just offer some kind words, maybe a supplication at a time when someone is sick and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a cure for them. Or maybe it is even just the simple act of extending our salams. Because in reality, our salams as a greeting is in itself a supplication for salam, for peace upon them. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, connect with your relatives even if it is walau bis salam, even if it is with just the salams. In other words, it's important for us, especially in these times when people feel separated, isolated, lonely, that we revive and renew these bonds through the simple means of simply connecting with one another. Even if it's just a call, using a phone or using other means of virtual communication, whereby we connect with each other through salams. Because this is the purpose of the family bond, that we strengthen each other in times of difficulty. And this also solidifies community cohesion. And so especially for us as children to our parents, and for parents to their children, and reminding our children about this sense of responsibility of kinship, sometimes it might need a counsel, a word of urging them to pray, or to follow that which is good and to leave that which is not good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَعَلَّمُوا مِنْ أَنصَابِكُمْ مَا تَصِلُونَ بِهِ أَرْحَامَكُمْ. He said, learn enough about your lineage to facilitate keeping the ties or your ties of kinship. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized this importance of connection and families knowing about one another. Sometimes this is just the means by which barakah enters, that we find we're concerned and we have hearts that are common And then all of a sudden in our lives, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entered barakah, grace, such that we find proficiency in our sustenance, our risk becomes expanded. And this is exactly as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يُبْسَطَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ أَوْ يُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ. He said, whomsoever is desirous that his means of sustenance be expanded for him, or that his age be lengthened for him, he has a long life, then such a person should join the ties of kinship, join the ties of relationships amongst his relatives. And this is only the Prophet ﷺ mentioning the barakah that the person will attain in this world, that he will have the risk of this world expanded for him, or he may have a long life. But what about the barakah and the grace and the khair and the goodness that that person will attain in the next world? For such a person who is pious to his family and honors the ties of kinship can expect paradise itself. For it is narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, who said that he once said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, inform me of a matter that if I were to do, that I can enter paradise thereby. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, Wasil al-arham, join the ties of kinship. So brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who join the ties of kinship, who connect our hearts with that, with our relatives, and join the relatives' hearts together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be from those who join hearts and not from those who cause separation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are always part of the solution and not part of the problem. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and He's the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.